Masechet Baba Metzia, Perek Yod, Mishnah Vav. Mishnah says, Shete ginot zo al gav zo. There are two gardens next to each other. You have to picture how it's laid out. There's one garden on a higher up level, and then there's like a little bit of a cliff down. And then at the bottom of that cliff, there's another garden that continues to protrude. So you have to picture it like a horizontal line, and there's a garden on top of that. And then there's a drop-off, a vertical line downwards. And then another horizontal line in that same direction where there's a second garden. So there's two gardens, both on different levels. And now you have to try and think of that vertical wall between them, the Hayarak Bintayim. There's a vegetable growing out of that vertical wall between the two gardens. So the roots of these vegetables are in the ground of the upper garden, but the plants themselves are hanging over the lower garden. So who owns the vegetables? Rabbi Meir Omer Shel Elyon. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shel Tahton. Says Rabbi Meir, the vegetables belong to the owner of the upper garden. They're nourished from his earth. They're gaining the nutrients they need to live from his earth. So therefore, it's for the upper garden. While Rabbi Yehuda says, no, they're in the airspace of the lower garden. Therefore, they're the property of the lower garden. Amar Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, Im yirtzeh ha'elyon likachat afaro, in Kan Yarak, says Rabbi Meir, if the owner of the upper garden just wanted to remove all of the dirt from under his garden in order to make his garden level with the other lower garden, then there would be no vegetable here, since it's within his actual earth, within his dirt. Anything grown in his dirt would be his. So that's the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda tells him, Im yirtzeh ha'tachton lemalot et ginato, en Kan Yarak, says Rabbi Yehuda, I'll tell you the opposite, that it's the owner of the lower garden owns it. Why? If the owner of the lower garden wanted to just fill up all of his garden with earth until that it's level with the upper garden, then in Kanyarak, there would be no vegetables, there would be no plant to remove. If there's no airspace there, if he's filling up his airspace, then there would be nothing growing in there. So what do we do? Rabbi Meir then responds, Me'ahad sheshnehen yecholim limchot zeh et zeh, says Rabbi Meir, since both of these people could basically block each other, they could prevent the growth of this vegetable, either by the person on the higher garden digging down or by the person on the lower garden filling his airspace with dirt. So let's consider them equal. These arguments don't work. They negate each other. And therefore, nobody has an advantage. So therefore, what do? Ro'in mehechan yarak zehai, says Rabbi Meir, we see where this vegetable, where does it draw its nourishment from? And therefore, once you see that, you can see who it belongs to. And over here, it's drawing its nourishment from the ground, from the dirt. And that dirt belongs to the upper garden, so therefore, it's their property. A third opinion. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Kol sheha elyon yachol lifshot et yado velitol, harehu shelo, says Rabbi Shimon, if there's a vegetable here that the owner of the upper garden could stretch out his hand and take it while he was in his own garden, then it would be his. V'hash'ar shel tachton, but the other vegetable, the vegetable that he cannot reach, belong to the owner of the lower garden. In other words, says Rabbi Shimon, halacha is that the vegetables always belong to the owner of the upper garden. But we could make the assumption that he would give up his right to the vegetables if he didn't have the ability to reach them.